Well, a breezy and windy period today through tomorrow with a few showers. No true direct impacts from Nicole, but we mentioned last week and over the weekend that we're going to have this long stretch of onshore flow before Nicole even gets here, and this is kind of setting the table. A lot of water into the system, and by that I mean up to our beaches, the Intracoastal, the St. John's River, and its tributaries. So as Nicole moves in, even though we've had a dry stretch of weather of more than a month in most cases and inland 6 or 7 weeks, we still have a lot of water in the waterways. So that's a concern. And then we are going to drop some heavy rainfall, of course, later this week. For today through tomorrow, it's hit and miss type showers coming in off the Atlantic. Now, they can produce some heavy rain and gusty winds for a brief time, but the total rainfall amounts will not be all that significant. So headed to the polls today. Get out and vote. You have no, the weather is not an excuse, folks. Till 7 p.m., it will be quite windy, but otherwise a partly cloudy sky, those few brief showers, but there'll be no tropical system affecting our area directly today. So we're looking at temperatures reaching the mid to upper 70s, relatively mild, just gusty winds. You should be A-OK to get out there and do your voting. And then tonight, a brief shower or two still. And tomorrow's kind of a cool day, a sneaky cool day. And I say that because we get a kind of a sharp north wind that comes down the coast tomorrow as Nicole starts to take shape and closer to the Bahamas. And that little spurt of north winds draws in some cooler air. So we'll only be in the 60s to low 70s for a good part of the day tomorrow. That'll be quite a bit cooler. Now, the humidity will still be there, so it won't feel that cool, but it certainly, from a temperature standpoint, will be cooler. Now, that won't last long because, remember, Nicole's becoming a true, pure tropical system here now. So it'll start to funnel in warmer, more humid air, literally to tropical air mass through tomorrow and then into Thursday and Friday. So once we get through that cool day tomorrow, by tomorrow night, and especially Thursday and Friday, it will be noticeably warmer and more humid as Nicole makes that transition to a fully tropical system, makes a landfall on the southeast Florida coast, and then heads northward toward Jacksonville in northeastern Florida. And that's why all the watches now have been upgraded to tropical storm warnings and storm surge warnings. So we'll see the strongest winds, heaviest rainfall, and most adverse impacts from Nicole Thursday through Friday. And I think really the peak, give or take, is about noon Thursday to maybe noon Friday or so, about a 24-hour period of a Nicole siege, so to speak. And that will be bands of some very heavy rain, strong winds with gusts up to and an in excess of 50 and 60 miles per hour at our beaches, wind gusts up to and in excess of 40 and 50 miles per hour inland. There'll be some downed trees and power lines, widespread rainfall, amounts averaging 3 to 4 inches, but locally 5 inches plus along our coast and nearby inland just a bit from there. And then the I-95 corridor and west, we're looking at generally 1 to 3 inches, but a few spots with 4 or more inches of rain. Again, we can take it from a standpoint of away from the waterways because we've been so dry, but those waterways already have a lot of water, and now we're going to add to it. As far as the beaches go with Nicole, we're looking at very high rip current risk, dangerous seas and surf, double-digit breakers start to hit our beaches by this evening, and then especially tomorrow through Thursday and Friday. The best advice, obviously, is to stay out of the water. We're looking at significant and serious, potentially severe at times, beach erosion. And then as we go through Thursday and Friday, the inland impacts start to pick up with those heavy rain bands. And with the track of the storm expected to be a little south and west of Jacksonville, we would expect a waterspout and tornado threat to some degree as early as late tomorrow afternoon, but especially Thursday and into about the middle of the day on Friday. So it's possible we'll go into a tornado watch at one time or another in addition to all the other advisories, watches, and warnings that are in effect. Remember, watch means conditions are favorable. A warning means you need to take action. Now, the good news is the system, Nicole, is out of here by the weekend, and it should provide us with a delightful weekend of weather. It will start out rather warm on Saturday and breezy. Temperatures will manage to get to and above 80 degrees, and that will be followed by a pretty sharp cold front Saturday night. Comes through without little fanfare, with little fanfare, because we don't see much, well, any rainfall, but we will have an abrupt shift of wind to the northwest. Even drier air and cooler temperatures in Sunday's highs will struggle to reach the low 70s, so that'll be quite a change. And nighttime lows by early next week will be down into the 40s. So this is not uncommon when we get a late-season tropical system. We saw this happen in 05 with Wilma when it hit South Florida late October. You'll get sort of a snap into mid to late fall type weather, and that's what Nicole seems to be heralding as we go through the next week or 10 days. There's some pretty cold air that'll be building across much of the lower 48. Now, it's relative for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, but at least will turn cooler and drier, and it certainly will be colder at more northern latitudes. So this is sort of that snap into late fall, maybe even early winter type conditions for the lower 48 as it would appear now. Nicole continues to make its move toward the west. We'll be making that transition to a purely tropical system, as I mentioned. Looks like a landfall on the southeast coast of Florida, not too far from West Palm Beach, very early in the morning on Thursday. A track to the northwest, then turning rather sharply northward because the jet stream will be diving southward and will literally pick up Nicole. And then once that happens, it starts to accelerate, the storm does, to the north and northeast. Yes, it's over land, and so it loses its source of energy, the warm ocean water, so there'll be some weakening. But the jet stream adding some dynamics late in the week, Nicole will have a tendency to hang on longer and stronger than it otherwise might. So we'd still expect some pretty significant impacts for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida as Nicole makes its closest approach Friday morning through the early afternoon hours, as it would appear right now. Just as a tropical storm. You caught me, didn't you? Remember, we never say just a. Be very careful with that. Tropical systems, tropical storms can be equally dangerous, if not worse, and we would expect some flooding, some heavy rainfall, the winds, the isolated tornado threat, not widespread damage that would be real significant for our infrastructure. In other words, we'll be okay by the weekend to get to places that we want to go and things we want to do, but certainly an interruption at the very least for Thursday into Friday, and you're going to want to take some care. It's going to be awfully messy around here for those couple of days. As the rest of the tropics look, we have a low-pressure area north and east of Bermuda. There's some chance that could become Owen today or tomorrow, but it would be brief and headed out in the middle of nowhere over the northern and eastern Atlantic. I might mention that Nicole is the third named storm since Halloween. From Halloween to November 7th, three named storms over the Atlantic Basin. We had Lisa, which made landfall in Central America. We had Martin, which was over the North Atlantic. And now Nicole. That has never happened in past history during that same week. When we go from October 31st to November 7th, three named storms within that week, one-week period, is the most that have occurred in modern-day records. There's always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date round the clock on CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax on the TV side, on the radio side, 104.5 WOKV. Like previous storms, we'll get through this okay. Stay calm. But be prepared for some pretty significant wind and rain and flooding potentially for Thursday and Friday. Unlike Ian at the end of September, this storm, Nicole, will be one that impacts even inland areas, while Ian was primarily a coastal storm and, of course, along the St. John's River as well. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.